Scripture to 515 in the responsive reading section in the back of the hymnal, and we'll read our scripture together. 515. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all thine iniquities.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
He will not always die, neither will he keep his anger forever.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
The Lord of heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Like the father obeyed his children, so the Lord pitied them that feared him.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Bless ye the Lord, all ye heavens, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure.
Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
May God add his richest blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we bow for a moment of prayer? Our Father, we thank thee that thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank thee, our Father, that thy precepts give unto us understanding and bring unto us truth and vision for life. We thank thee, our Father, for each blessing that you have given us this day. We thank thee, Lord, for thy watch care over us, and especially now as we come. We pray that the Holy Spirit might speak to our hearts some truth that will help us to be all that we ought to be and will cause us to follow thee with greater faith. For it's in Jesus' name we offer our prayer. Amen. Now we'd like to welcome our friends who might be visiting with us. It is always good to have those come with us and worship with us. And if you are visiting, we'd like for you to lift your hand for a moment and let us know where you are. Thank you so much. We are delighted to have each of you with us, and especially my friends, the Winslows, I see. Always good to see you. I remember from way back down Elizabeth City, I believe it was. Now, you have in your bulletins here the opportunities which will be yours this week. On Monday, the WMU workshop. There will be a 10 a.m. session and a 7 p.m. session. I understand these are identical. And then on Wednesday, there will be the class in English conversation at 9:30. And then on Wednesday at 7:30, we will have our business meeting, at which time we vote on our new committees, church officers, Sunday school workers, and I'm sure that you want to be here for this meeting. And then our prayer service follows. So I trust that you'll take advantage of these opportunities. And perhaps next Sunday night, we'll probably have a prayer meeting led by the deacons or the pulpit committee or somebody at this hour. I haven't decided who, but somebody perhaps will lead a prayer meeting next Sunday night at this hour